Bon Jovi for you, 7:27 on your Monday morning. We put this time aside. This is a great guest. He really is. Editor, National Review. His stuff is syndicated all over the country, oftentimes right here in the New York Post, also writes for Politico, and is an NBC contributor. Often see him on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. Our Monday morning guy, the great Rich Lowry. Richard, good morning. How are you, bud?
Good. How are you?
We're doing okay. Explain to us, if you will, what the confusion is. You've got CNN on in the studio, MSNBC. There seems to be massive confusion about the masks. We don't get it. Vaccinated, don't wear it. What's the confusion?
You know, this shows, said you should have been the head of the CDC all along.
That's clarity.
Right?
That is clarity.
CDC director who should have said, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond without a mask if you want, and that's it. So there's the whole pandemic.
Oh, that's a good memory. I do. I still love it there, just so you know. And guess what? I walk in there now without a mask. Because they said it's okay. But where is this confusion coming from? What's the problem?
I don't know. You know, I think part of it is people just don't want to give up the masks. The masks, obviously, they become a cultural thing. And there are some people who feel superior wearing masks, and they can't give it up. And they need to know, you know, who the idiots are who aren't wearing masks. They can look down on them, and they just can't give it up. But this was a long time coming, sort of hard to believe that just in a two-week period, all of a sudden the CDC looked at the research and studies and realized that vaccinations, you know, make it safe for people. So I don't get it at all.
No, it makes no sense. Again, Sid with the clarity that is lacking from the CDC. Rich Lowry from the National Review on the Bernie and Sid Show. Rich, the Biden administration, speaking of them, a lot of negative things happening for them. The Mideast, the border, and, of course, now the latest inflation numbers, harkening back to the 70s. Maybe that's why they came out with that mask announcement last week, to distract. A lot of people think that. But on the issue of this inflation, you say that the Republicans should not compromise with the Democrats for this next $2 trillion non-infrastructure bill. In other words, no money whatsoever. Just say no. But don't the Democrats have the votes?
Well, it's not clear they have the votes. And we just think $800 billion, which is the top number Republicans are talking about, the maximum, the ceiling where they're willing to go, is just an astonishing amount of money. And we don't have an infrastructure crisis in this country. And the federal government already spends a lot on infrastructure, and states and localities do as well. So there's just no need to go down this route. I think some Republicans are talking about repurposing some of the quote-unquote COVID money, so maybe that makes more sense. But it's not clear the Democrats do have the votes. Wow. And Manchin and Sinema are nervous about the spending. You have other Democrats not so enthusiastic about the taxes that would at least pay for some of this. And just the typical dynamics taking hold here. Every day that passes, Biden loses a little steam. So, you know, if he's still at this till September, that's a really good thing for Republicans.
Thank you for the clarity comment on the masks. I've got more clarity for you if you want, Rich Lowry. That's what I do. Israel, I'm tired of this battle there. It's been going on forever. Israel, that is their land. Hey, the Palestinians don't even pay the rent they're supposed to pay, to be honest with you. And usually Israel, if not all the time, much like Donald Trump, they're just defending themselves. They're firing back. Now, they come back with a better punch, but that's okay. I'm kind of sick of it. I almost wish at this point Israel would just take over and get rid of all these people, and that's it. But just like everything else, Rich Lowry, you can make the prediction on how somebody feels basically on their political affiliation. And that has become really annoying, no?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's just not simple. There's no other sovereign state where it'd even be controversial if they're being hit indiscriminately by hundreds of rockets shot from near its borders, that it would respond in a muscular way. Imagine what we would do, you know, if Canada or Mexico were doing this to us.
Well, it depends who's president. If Biden was president, we'd do nothing.
I guess so.
But if Trump...
I guess so. Touche. But this thing about this AP building, there's just no way the Israelis, I mean, given how good they are at this, given they know how many people around the world want to criticize them, there's no way they're just going to hit randomly at a building housing reporters, unless there's a real reason to. And there are indications that the lower level of this building might have been a Hamas facility. I'm sure she'll learn more. But it's just the same. I'm as sick of it as you are. It's just the same thing every time. You know, Hamas shoots rockets, then they locate all their stuff in civilian areas. So when Israel hits back, civilians tragically are killed, then they blame Israel. And then at some point, you know, there'll be a ceasefire a week or so from now or whatever it is. And then they'll complain about how poor they are in Gaza, and then they'll use all the resources to build tunnels and get more missiles. So
yeah,
around
that,
it goes.
That building housed the AP and Al Jazeera and Hamas, all those, and the fake news is really upset. But also what they're upset about is Israel. This was great. This was actually brilliant. Netanyahu was threatening to invade Gaza last Thursday, and then Israel put out a tweet saying that the invasion essentially is underway, and the New York Times and the Washington Post repeated what the tweet said without attributing it to the tweet. And the Hamas people, they actually saw the tweet, I mean the reports from the New York Times and the Washington Post, sent their guys down into the tunnels to pick up the anti-tank missiles and other missiles as well. And the Israelis used that occasion, it was all a ruse, used that occasion to separate those guys from the civilians and bomb them and taking away their, oh, they killed kids in the process. So the Israelis used the fake news to fool the terrorists, and the fake news is upset. I think it was brilliant.
Yeah, completely brilliant. And this is just what you get when you have a tough-minded society that has to be extremely serious about this sort of stuff. There's no option for Israel to be soft or delude itself. And that was just that was a tactic for the ages.
Rich, as always, your Monday morning spot is great. We really do love it. We talk about it in our post-show meetings every week, how terrific you are. So thank you. Enjoy the beautiful weather this
week.
We'll talk again next Monday, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, fellas.
The great Rich Lowry, editor, National Review. Again, you can read his stuff syndicated all across the country, often in the New York Post. Also writes for Politico, and you can catch Rich as well a lot on Meet the Press, NBC. He's a great Monday morning guest.